భగవత్పాదం శంకరం లోక శంకరం శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాలరాయణం సూత్రభాష్యకృతౌ వందే భగవంతౌ పునః పునః ఈశ్వరో గురురాత్మేతి మూర్తిభేద విభాగినే వ్యోమవద్వ్యాప్తదేహాయ దక్షిణామూర్తయే నమః. సహనాభవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యంకరవావహై తేజస్వినావతీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహైః. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
టుడే వి లుక్ అట్ ది సామవేద శాంతి మంత్రం. ఓం ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చక్షుశ్రోత్రం అథోబలం ఇంద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మామా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణమస్త్వ నిరాకరణం మే అస్తు తదాత్మనిరతేయ ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాస్తే మయి సంతు తే మయి సంతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ది మంత్ర విచ్ ఇస్ చాంటెడ్ వెన్ వి ఆర్ డీలింగ్ విత్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఇన్ ది సామవేద, ఆఫ్ విచ్ వి విల్ బి డూయింగ్ ది కేనోపనిషత్ హియర్ అండ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఛాందోగ్య. సో ఇన్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ నాట్ we chant this. It's not that it should be chanted only then. It's a Shanti mantra. It can be chanted anytime. For what? For the freedom from three kinds of afflictions. Three kinds of tapa. Sanskrit word is tapa. Tapatraya. Some vernacular languages also have the word tapatrayam. What is tapatrayam? Three kinds of heat. Three kinds of affliction. Which is adibhautika, adidaivika and adhyatmika. Affliction centered on oneself, affliction centered on one's environment around oneself, and afflictions which are beyond my control or the environment. It is, I have no other way to assign a cause for it except it's coming from Ishvara. That's Adidaivika. So, is there any time or is there any specific place one should pray? I mean, to eat, there's a time. To sleep, there's a time. If we have some decorum. To dance, there's a time. To sing, there's a time. Right? I mean, a lot of things have a time. For prayer, is there a time? Prayer can be done anytime. Is there a time when Ishvara is and when Ishvara is not? Is there a place when Ishvara is and is not? So, bhajan which comes to mind, Bhimsen Joshi sings, Jo bhaje hari ko sada, so hi paramapad paayega. The one who prays to the Lord all the time is the one who will gain the ultimate. How is one going to pray all the time? If it is one more event, if God is another relationship that I have to invoke every time. When I am a student, I am only a student. That's what we talked yesterday night at satsang. But how does one listen well? You come here saying, I'm only a student. I'm nothing else but a student. I'm dropping all the rules. Then what about the bhakta? Student is when related to a teacher. When are you a bhakta? When you're related to Ishvara. So if you're saying, I'm only a student, then Ishvara is out of picture because there is only one relationship. So how do you accommodate Ishvara along with being a student? Fact is that a bhakta alone is a student. A bhakta alone is a teacher. A bhakta alone is a father. A bhakta alone is a mother. A bhakta alone is every single role we play. There is nobody else. Whether we recognize the bhakta or not is a problem. I don't have to do anything except recognize the fact that Ishvara is not one more thing. It's not one more object in the world with which I have to relate. If it was so, then it would, the relationship with Ishvara would be exclusive of other relationships. blatantly, without replace any other relation. But here, what's the situation? The situation is, it's a unique relationship. I am always blatant. Is there any wave in the ocean which at any point in its existence is not related to the ocean? It might be in the process of formation, it might be in the process of rising, it may be in the process of decline, it may hit the shore and cease to be, if it had an individual mind. But is there any time when that wave is not connected to the ocean? It always is connected. This is the difference between understanding bhakti and being a bhakta without understanding. If I understand what is Ishvara, I can never be away from Ishvara. But understanding may again go away because of my habitual thinking, but it can be brought back to bear that this is what Ishvara is, and therefore my bhakti is never in question. This is the relationship between what we call samashti and vyashti. There is no vyashti in the absence of samashti. There is no wave without an ocean. We cannot talk of a wave without an ocean. Why? Because the wave is born of the ocean, is sustained by the ocean, and will resolve into the ocean. Well, wave is water, ocean is water. Yes, if you are looking at it from that perspective, they are both water. There is one reality. But even when wave is water, even when ocean is water, there is a relationship between the wave and the ocean. It cannot be denied. It's there for us to see. And that relationship is one of yashti, samashti. One which supports, one which is supported. The whole and a part of the whole, in a sense. So we have to understand that is the relationship. Therefore, unless we recognize this, we are all, as Swami says sometimes, spasmodic devotees. We get a spasm of bhakti. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. After that, it's over. That's not what we want to be. We want to be devotees all the time. Which means that the devotee role should not be replaceable. Cannot be replaced, in fact. First I should say, should not be replaceable. Should not doesn't work. The word should and must are reserved for Ishvara. We cannot even use them honestly, because you cannot make anything happen. But we say that with our own akanksha, with our own commitment that how it ought to be. I would like to be like that. Perfect. But what's the secret to being a bhakta all the time? Not necessarily sitting and praying longer, not saying I don't go to temple, I'm not a bhakta, but recognize that bhakti is never away from me insofar as I recognize what Ishvara is and how I am never away from Ishvara. This is not jnanam. This is not jnanam of saying I am Ishvara. It is recognizing that I am never away from Ishvara. Very different. Yet, very, very conducive and necessary for us to make the next step. When can a Shanti Mantra be chanted? A prayer. When can it be chanted? Any time. Any place. There is no place where prayer is not to be done. So a Buddhist monk wanted to smoke. Right? He went and asked the abbot. You know? Can I smoke when I meditate? What was the answer? Nope. You shouldn't do that. He went away, told his Sabarmachari, "No, I asked, can I smoke when I meditate?" Abbot said, "No." He said, "You don't know how to ask. Come." He went to the Sabarmachari. Abbot said, "Can I meditate when I eat?" "Sure." "Can I meditate when I walk?" "Sure." "Can I meditate when I smoke?" "Sure." "You can meditate all the time. Why not?" The whole idea is to see what is our tatpurya. The relationship is always there. Right? We have to recognize what's relationship. And then if we can invoke the bhakta in oneself, that's the process of meditation. Every day in meditation, what do? We invoke the meditator. We invoke the devotee. A devotee has to be brought out. It's not that he is not there, but he is not manifest. The devotee is not manifest. You come to the class and you say, how do I get my mind to it? The student is not manifest. That question can only come when the student is not manifest. Invoke the student in yourself. Invoke the devotee in yourself. That's when prayer is effective. Because without that, and Pujya Swami does a wonderful job with meditation saying what? He first says, before we start meditation, let us become aware of few things. And you will bring Ishvara. And you will show what is Ishvara. And then start meditation. Because that invocation of a devotee is important. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter which prayer we're doing, which Shanti Mantra we're doing. In something we have to keep in mind. That there is no devotion without a devotee. The devotee comes first, then comes the devotion. We always start with the prayerful attitude, recognizing that there is nothing that I can call mine, nothing that I can claim for myself without recognizing that all that is here is given. And the giver is never away from the giver. That's the attitude in all Shanti. So last time we saw what? Sahana avatu. Saha nau avatu. May he protect us. Sahanau bhunantu. May he nourish us. Now what are we saying in this mantra? Aapyayantu mamangani. What do you hear? What's the first word? Aapyayantu. Opyayi vriddhau. To grow. To increase. To gain nourishment. Aapyayantu lotlakara. So what does it say? Lotlakara normally said, what's the English word? Lot. Imperative. What does imperative tell you? What is an imperative? Who is an imperial person? Who is an emperor? Empirical? It comes from emperor. Who is an emperor? One who can order. Now, what is this, a prayer? Or is the Lord my servant now? Aapyayantu mamangani. Let my organs grow. Not an emperor. What am I doing? What's my attitude? Aapyayantu. Very politely, very prayerfully I say what? Aapyayantu. Let them grow. Let them gain growth. Let them gain evolution. Let them gain strength. Let them gain good health. What? Mama angani. My limbs. My limbs. So this Aapyayantu is not imperative. Lotlakara is not imperative alone. Lotlakara is imperative plus a whole lot of shades going all the way to a very, very polite request. So by seeing lot, you cannot say it's an order or it's not. It's okay for a grammar exercise. But when you look at language, you have to understand that it can stand for a whole range of requests, order, prayer. It's time we do that. All these senses are covered by the Lotlakara. So now, in the context, you decide what does it mean. We are looking at what? A prayer. Therefore, what? It's Prarthaneshu Lot. So, in terms of Prarthana, that we are doing a Lotlakara here. How do you know it's a Lotlakara? Antu, Aapyayantu. So, Aapyayantu Mamangani. May I, all my limbs become strong. What limbs? Angani, which Angani? In the previous Shanti Mantra we just said, what? Sahana Bhavatu. We did not go and read it, we made a general prayer. This prayer is beginning on a different tone. The tone is what? May all my limbs be strengthened. Now, Akanksha can be what? What is my, as a listener, what do I want now? Which limbs do you want? Vak Pranashchakshushrotram. Vak. What is vak? Speech. Vak. That vak indriya is one of the indriyas. You studied enough of tattva bodhana. So you should know pancha prani, pancha prana, pancha jnanendriyani, pancha kamendriyani. So what is vak now? Is it a jnanendriya or a karmendriya? Karmendriya. Good. So now vak, pranaha, chakshuhu. Is there any other karmendriya here? No. Vak is the only one. So Vak does not stand for Vak. What does Vak stand for? All the Kameliyas. This is an Upalakshana. This is called an Upalakshana. It stands for itself and other things that go with it. Okay? Common example is, there is a mother who is going out somewhere shopping. Mothers have always been going shopping. So, she says, she's put a pot of yogurt. It's winter, it's not yet done. She's put in the sun for it to ferment for her. She has a son. She tells him, hey, my dear son, kake bhyodhani rakshatam, protect this yogurt from the crows. He gave a mandate to the son. He said, yeah, I will take care of it. He had a good stick also, sat there. She went out shopping, came back after a couple of hours, the pot was broken, the yogurt was all over. She said, what happened? What did I ask you to do? I said, I did my job. What did you do? I made sure not one single crow came anywhere near the pot. How come? The yogurt is all over. Well, the dog came and ate. What did the mother want to say? The mother did not literally mean protect the yogurt from the crows. She meant protect the yogurt. The kakebhyah was purely an upalakshana. Understand? Upalakshana. Stock examples help you in remembering something. Association. So if I say kakebhyo dhirakshatam, you should immediately say what? Upalakshanam. That should come to you. So, vak is the indriya. Means what now? The vak plus the all the other karmendriyas. The hands, the legs, all of them are to be included in vak. Vak. Aapyayantu mamangani. Vak. Aapyayantu. Sarve sarvani karmendriyani aapyayantu. Aapyayantu has to be brought to this. Okay? Let this be. Let this grow. Let this gain vritti. Vak pranaha. What is pranaha? Now prana can mean prana, apana, dhyana, udana, samana. Or it can just mean prana. If you take it as prana, then it is what? Upalakshanam. Bring all of that prana. If it is all of that, you are fine already. Okay? What is prana? It is air. Normal thinking is air. It's not air. What is it? It's the entire physiological function of the body is prana. Every physiological function in the body is prana. Digestion is prana. Circulation is prana. Evacuation is prana. That's the internal garbage clearance system. Works very well. If it didn't work, the prana didn't work, it would come. So, if any of these don't work, what happens? Forget spirituality. You will not do anything properly. Right? Shariram is what? Adhyam khalu dharma sadhanam. This body is the first sadhana for dharma. Because without the healthy body, there is no healthy mind. Without a healthy mind, there is no possibility of having a healthy thing. Don't take an example and saying that somebody knows everything, he's unhealthy. That's not the example. The example is, if the body is always unhealthy, malnourished, it doesn't work. You need a healthy body for a healthy mind. Okay? So, that's why we have to pray. All these have to come in. This is not only mumukshu's prayer, it's anybody's prayer. So, prana, all the physiological functions of my body, let them work well. Let them bless me by their proper working. Let the hormones be secreted at the right time, in the right time, in the right place. All that should happen. Thyroid is a little more. Thyroid is a little less. You will end up with two diseases, hyperthyroidism or hypothyroidism, whatever it is. Right? So I'm saying, each thing has to be in the right measure at the right time. Let all this happen. Because I don't call it human choice. It happens. Vak, pranaha, then what? Chakshu, shrotram. What is chakshu? The listening, the capacity to listen, then, sorry, chakshu is seeing, chakshu is seeing, then, shrotram, listening. So, this shrotra and chakshu is upalakshana for what? Jnanendriya. So, all jnanendriyas, let them be vardhantu, let them all grow. Let them be healthy. Atho balam indriyani sarvani. Author is not satisfied with that. He said everything, upalakshana, and he is still covering his ground very well. Atho balam indriyani sarvani. Sarvani indriyani. All the indriyas, let them be strong. Let them be healthy. Okay? So this much is the basic prayer. What is this now? Body, mind, senses. You should know. Manas is also part of indriyas or not? Depends on how you count. But you can count indriyas. Sometimes you count in prana also. Depending on the context. But manas is included. Body, mind, senses. Is there anything else that you take yourself to be? So if all of these are healthy, you are at least fit for samsara. Minimum. Right? But if they are not fit, even that fitness, I am not sure. So all of these have been asked for first. First things first. No? Today modern people will talk of Maslow's hierarchy. Now you have the security needs first, then it goes to the next level, then finally you get to self-actualization. Even that's understood here. Sarve indriyani, everything, let everything be in order. Balam, let them all gain strength. What's the next one? Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Sarvam Brahma. Sarvam Brahma. Who is saying this prayer? A jnani? Or a ajnani? He is saying, making a statement. Sarvam Brahma. When can you make this statement? Let me know. But the prayer is coming from whom? Prayer is done by both. See, unlike the previous prayer where he said, you know, Sahana Avatu. Saha, now Avatu is said there. Now is what? Dual. So I said, both me and my teacher. But here what is happening? Mama Angani. Oh, he is not praying for his teacher. Unless you take Mama as Upalakshana for Asma. Possible. Extension is possible. But I am saying, we can look at it as saying, everybody prays. The teacher prays, the students also pray. Each one is praying. So now, Sarvam Brahma. Student is saying, Sarvam Brahma. Okay. If you know, why do you need Shati Mantra? Fact is, Jnatam Maya Natu Vijnatam. Shrutam Maya Natu Vijnatam. I have heard Sarvam Brahma. But I don't see it. All that is here is Ishvara. I have heard it. Somebody had a question. I have heard it how many times? Hundreds of times. Right? But I don't see it. So until we see it, it serves no purpose. You know? So, example is what? There is a hunter going in a forest. A wise, kind-hearted man saw this hunter going there. He is going with a net to catch birds. And the guy wants to catch parrots. So hunter is going, and he saw this very compassionate man called one parrot. And told, hey, look here, there's a hunter around prowling, he's going to bundle you all up in his neck. So be careful. Tell all your friends also to be careful. Tell them, hunter is around, be careful. He went around the sadhu, he went for a bath, he did his japa, etc. He came back from the river after some few hours. And he heard a huge commotion in the forest. Birds saying, what? Hunter's around. Be careful. Be careful. Keep doing this. I looked up. All the parrots. Where are they? In the neck. And they're saying what? Hunters around. Be careful. Hunters around. Be careful. What happened here? Shrutam. Advise this? Shrutam. It's heard. Natu vijnatam. Not understood. So Shishya here is not a simple Shishya. It's Shishya who knows something. He has Vivekavairagya. he has heard that Sarvam Brahma. That's the Shishya. But it's not here. Therefore, what he has to do? He has come to a guru. Samit Paini Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam Gurum Upagachet. He goes to a guru who is capable of teaching. And then his first prayer is what? Apyayantu Mamangani. After that, what he is saying? Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Sarvam Brahma. What kind of Brahman? What kind of Brahman? Upanishadam Brahma. What is Upanishadam? Upanishadsu Bhavaha. The one who is found, who is revealed in the Upanishads. Upanishadam. Upanishadsu Bhavaha. Upanishadam. So Upanishadam Brahma. All that is here, Sarvam. Jnatam, Ajnatam. You should understand Sarvam. What is Sarvam? Everything. What is everything? Everything should include everything is an objectifier. No exception, okay? Any vritti which can objectify anything must be included in Sarvam. How do you do that? Sarvam, you say, Jnatam, Ajnatam. What is known? What is not known? Jadam, Chetanam. Everything which is sentient and insentient. You know? Everything which is manifest, which is not manifest. You can include in so many ways. Everything which is I and not I. There is no third thing. So the Sarvam should be understood. Sarvam. Nothing should be left out. Not one bit. Not one particle should be left out. Sarvam. Upanishadam Brahma. This Brahma is what? What is Brahma? Sarvam Brahma. All that is here is Brahman. Who says so? The Upanishad says so. I have heard this, but I don't understand this. Can I do the meditation to understand it? See, people say, can you show me Ishwaram? Have you seen Ishwaram? What does the question reveal? The question reveals the questioner's idea about Ishwaram. That's what it reveals. Have you seen Ishwaram? Means what? Means is something to be seen. A form other than me. Have you seen? Can you show me Ishwara? Because I'm not clear. You say, can you show me Ishwara? You can take it a little further. What I'm saying? Typical question people ask. So apparently when Mahatma was asked, no, can you show me Ishwara? He said, what does it matter whether I've seen or not? And even if I have seen, tum kya ho khaoge? What will you get out of my knowing Ishwara or not? The whole idea is what? Ishwara is not something. Right? And when I say, if you come with this idea that Ishwara is something else, you tell me. I'll ask you first, what is Ishwara? Okay? And a fellow will say something, I can show that all that cannot be Ishwara. He will say, there's one guy sitting there in heaven. If he's sitting there in heaven, where was he before heaven? Question. Who created heaven? He created heaven. If he created heaven, where was he before he created heaven? Was he in hell? Okay, fellow won't accept that. If he does, next is what? Who created hell? He created hell. Where was you when he created hell? Can he be in space to create space? Can he be in time to create time? Time and space itself are manifestations. And how can you talk of an Ishwara without talking of the cause of space and time? So if this is to be understood, then I'm saying, the person has to ultimately give up that he does not understand what is Ishwara. Then he has to ask what? Okay, Babaji, what is Ishwara? You tell me. What is he told? Sarvam Khaluidam. All that is here is Ishwara. If the definition is all that is here is Ishwara, can you negate such an Ishwara? You think carefully. Can you negate an Ishwara who is defined as all that is here? There is no such Ishwara. What is it equal to now? There is nothing. When I define Ishwara as Sarvam, if I say Ishwara Nasti, Brahma Nasti, what is it equal to? Saying Sarvam Nasti. Who is the fellow saying Sarvam Nasti? The fellow who perceives Sarvam or not? That sarvam might be very, very small. It might just be a kripa manduka, a frog in the well. The entire world it knows about is the well. But even for that there is a sarvam. It includes itself, the body and the well and the water. And somebody is speaking down from the well above. All that is included in its sarvam. But sarvam is existent. The fellow who denies existence. Right? So once we say sarvam brahma, what does it show? You cannot now, it's not in your hand to deny it. You can only say, well, my name is Anu. I am also called Papu. This is another name, Brahma. You know, Sarvam Brahma. So you have so many names for a thing. One more name I have? No, it's not another name. Then what is it? You can only ask me, what is it? That's why Taittiriya says, Asan Nevasa Bhavati, Asad Brahmeti Vedache. If you say Brahman is not there, then you cease to be. Because I'm defining Brahman as what? Sarvam. So understand, the definition is something which cannot be negated. It can only be understood. Understood by what? Upanishadam Brahma. So how can it be understood? Only from the Upanishad. Why not my logic? I'm a very smart guy. I went to IIT. I can figure anything out. There's nothing I can't figure out. I went to IIT, I went to MIT, I went to Harvard. I'm the smartest. I went to McKinsey. Brilliant. But still, you're not going to be able to figure this one out. Because it's your truth. It is the truth of that speaker, the truth of the hearer, the truth of the thinker, the truth of everything. That which makes you a thinker, makes you a seer, makes you a hearer, that truth is what we are talking about. Then what is the pramana for this? The only one pramana. Shabda. Aupanishadam Brahma. What is a pramana? A pramana is that which is pramanantara anadikatam. If something is a pramana for something, if you have a means for knowing something, it's a means for knowing that only if there is no other means for knowing it in the same way. If I want to know color, is there any other way I can know color except my eyes? Any other way? There is no possibility. Which means what? There is one and only one way of knowing a given piece of information in a day. In the sense that you can say, well, I see fire, I know there is fire. I see smoke, therefore I infer fire. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying fire being seen, there's only one way with the eyes. If there is no fire to be seen, to know fire by looking at smoke, there's only one way, which is by inference. In the same way, when I say sarvam kavidam brahma, there's only one way of knowing it, which is by shastra pathanam. So this mumukshu is pahunchahua. He's not just an ordinary fellow. He knows something. Therefore he's saying sarvam brahma upanishadam. Then what's the problem? But I don't know. Shrutam maya natu vijnanam. So remember the parents. Alright? So now, what's the next thing? Maham brahma nirakuryam. Aham ma nirakuryam. May I not deny? May I not negate? What? Brahma. Maham brahma nirakuryam. May this not happen to me. Prayer. Why would I negate Brahma? Because of my background. Because I have been brought up I have been raised in a family where my father called himself communist and my mother called herself an agnostic. What do you do now? Both. That's my parentage. And I was living in a time when the communists took over and they said there's no religion. You just stay the way you are. What do you do? A lot of Russia and China became free from religion because they just took it out. Anything which is named religion, throw it out. We born in this environment. What's our upbringing? Father says, there is no God. Mother says, I don't believe in God. Now, I come from that background and you tell me you have to pray. Why should I pray? What is the purpose of praying? What is this form sitting there? Why should I pray to the stone? How will the stone give me something? A lot of questions can come from this point. Right? And now, all this at least is a little digestible at times. But I'm saying, all that is here is Brahma. I have not seen. A cat is not a dog. Okay? A book is not a clock. How can there be one thing which is everything? No, it's not possible. Sarvam Kalu, is that your definition of Ishvara? I don't want to talk to you. Forget it. Nasti Brahma. What did I do now? Brahma Nirakaranam. So what is the prayer? Maham Brahma Nirakuryam. May I not negate, may I not deny or question the existence of Brahma? Okay. Alright, I have grown a little now. Thanks to my prayer. I am able to accept Brahma Asti. But Brahma Asti Khatavat. It's like a pot. It's another thing. One more cheese. No? One more thing. So, there is Brahman and there is a mic and there is a clock. Where will I go with this? How far will I go with this understanding? What is the Pramana? Kapola Kalpitam. It is imagined. Where? By the skull. Not by the brain. By the skull. Kapola Kalpitam. This is again what? It is Brahma Nirakaranam. Until I strive to know Brahman by a means of knowledge with which it cannot be known, what am I doing? Brahma Nirakaranam. So when will I not do Brahma Nirakaranam? When I understand, not believe, when I understand that there is Brahman. It is something to be understood. The understanding calls for a means of knowledge. And that means of knowledge cannot be a means of knowledge that I wield. It cannot be my perception. It cannot be my inference. It cannot be upama. It cannot be anupalabdhi. Cannot be anuvaram. Cannot be arthapati. Then there is no way to know. And what is not, what cannot be known does not exist. Tell me, do you know anything which you don't know about? Can you tell me one object which you cannot know that exists? How do you know the book exists? How do you know the book exists? What's the answer? I see it. Okay? So the existence is proved by what? By seeing. How do you know you are hearing me? You close your eyes. How do you know I am here? You hear me. So I hear, therefore you are. So existence is what? Derived based on some other property. That's our thinking. That thinking has to stand on its head. It has to be Shirshasana. What? Easiness always is. Easiness manifests as seeing, as hearing. Not easy to see this. Shraddha, I take Shraddha. Maham Brahma Nirakuryam. May not, without thinking, without Shraddha, without effort, may I not deny the existence of Ishvara. The denier will deny myself. That's it. Asan nevata bhavati, asad brahmeri vedachet. The one who says Brahma is not there says I am not there. It's a fellow like saying I am not there, I am not there, I am not there. What do you say to him? No. This is a problem. So this moksha recognizes the possibility of such a problem. Even though I want to know, there may be a situation where I will end up denying. Because of my own problem, my background. Therefore, Maham Brahma Nirakuryam. Then what? Mama Brahma Nirakarot. May Brahman not deny me. Okay. Until now I thought I only had a problem. Right? Brahman also seems to have a problem. He denies some people, he accepts some people. Is that so? Will Ishvara say, what is your name? Subramanyam. Go to hell. That's not the Ishvara you're talking about. We're talking of an Ishvara who is what? Sarvam Khaluidam Brahma. Now such an Ishvara, why would he deny me? Why would Ishvara say, get out? No. Where is the denial happening? Where is the denial happening? Where is the possibility of denial? It's all here. The acceptance is here, the denial is here. The ignorance is here, the knowledge is here. How does knowledge take place here? How does any knowledge take place here? It's a miracle. How any knowledge takes place is a miracle. To know anything, what you get to know is dependent upon what you already know. How do you know the first thing? Somehow knowledge happens. What makes that knowledge possible? Is some preparedness for that piece of knowledge. How do you gain that preparedness? Let's not worry about it. But preparedness must be there. So the expression maham brahma nirakuryam, mama brahma nirakuryam, mama brahma nirakuryam means Ishvara does not deny you. Your lack of preparedness denies you. The lack of grace, the lack of blessings denies you. Therefore, mama brahma nirakarot is a way of saying, may I be recipient of your grace. May I not be denied that grace due to which I become an adhikari who is capable of receiving, understanding, assimilating and living with the sanskrit. Mama brahma nirakarot. May Ishvara not deny me. Otherwise, you will think Ishvara is also what? Partial. One fellow he will give, one fellow will take it out. Based on what? I don't know. Just like other fellows in place. You see me? They look like my face. Out. Not that. Ishvara is not like that. Therefore, the expression here is, may I gain the adhikari. Mama brahma nirakarot. Let him not deny me. Let him bless me with whatever it takes to understand him or her. Ishvara is no gender. Okay. Then what? Anirakaranam astu. Anirakaranam me astu. Same thing is repeated. Anirakaranam astu. Maham brahma nirakuryam. Anirakaranam astu. Mama brahma nirakaro. Anirakaranam me astu. May there not be denial for me. May I not deny? May there not be denial for me. This is called Adharartham. Abhyasaha Adharartham. You repeat this for the sake of emphasis. For the sake of drawing attention. See, in every prayer, Ishvara's attention is always there. He is Alupta Drika. He is always awake. He is never asleep. Who is asleep to Ishvara? This mind. Therefore, attention is for myself. I am saying two times. May I not deny? And may I not be denied?
तदात्मनि निरते य उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु तदात्मनि निरते मयि रेड वर्ड मयि इन्नि सॉरी ते मयि तदात्मनि निरते व्हाट इज दिस नाउन एनी टाइम यू सी अ प्रोनाउन यू हैव टू आस्क इन द लैंग्वेज व्हाट डस दिस प्रोनाउन स्टैंड फॉर. What is tat now? Tat here is Brahma. Tat is Brahma. The one we are making the prayer to, Ishvara. Tadatma nirate, Brahmatma nirate. That's why I said this mumukshu is not a simple fellow. This prayer is not for a, this prayer is for a shishya who is kind of, you know, fairly well, he understands what it's all about. He knows there is no Atma other than Brahma. Therefore, Brahmatma nirate. Because when all that is here is Ishvara, whatever I take, this body, this mind, everything has no existence independent of Ishvara, then there is no Atma as I see it is independent of Ishvara. Therefore, Atma and Ishvara are one reality. So what would that Atma be called? Brahmatma, Ishvaratma, Paramatma, that Atma. An Atma, which means my tatparyam, my commitment is to understand that I am never away from the Lord. My commitment is for this kind of an Atma, to know myself in this manner, that I am never away. There is never a distance between me and Ishvara, who is my karana. Tadatman, Brahmatmani nirataha. What is nirataha? Nishchayena rataha. The one who is always in it. That's his tattva. He's committed to it. Rati can also mean he's happy. It's not like somebody has put him in, you know, locked him into the like Gurukulam and said, you can stay here for 3 years. This is a sentence. Until you understand what is Brahman, we won't let you leave this moment.
That doesn't work.
Okay? There should be rati. There should be a happiness. There should be a relaxedness about this whole thing. The pursuit is not for one who is going to be tense and rigid and anxious all the time. We all are anxious because what is at stake is too much. We are at stake for 100 rupees or a lottery of 5,000 rupees. And what to speak of the infant? It looks like in the relative scale, as the value of a thing goes increasing, the more is my anxiety. If I lost a matchstick, when I was riding match, when matchstick fell down in the morning, I didn't look for it. I'll pick it up later. Suppose that matchstick happened to be a golden matchstick. A golden matchstick. What lights up really is not the matchstick. What lights up is that end with the phosphorus. But where is my tasparium? Golden stick. Now the value is increased. I have to look for it before I do my prayer now. Correct? So, the whole point is what? We get, the higher the value of something, the higher the anxiety. Correct? What are we looking for now? Anantam. Infinite. How much is the anxiety? Infinite. Correct? That doesn't work that way. Because the nature of the thing is that it is myself. Infinite cannot exclude anything. Infinite plus something is infinite. Mathematical infinity is very interesting. Infinite minus infinity is what?
Infinity.
Infinity plus infinity is what?
Infinity.
Infinity divided by infinity is what? Not one.
Infinity.
So then what does it mean? Infinity just is. You only recognize it. That does not require any effort. Does not require any anxiety. Therefore, it is not just destination which is what I am looking for. The path also is fine because you relax in the knowledge that it's just a matter of speaking, knowing. I don't have to work for it. There is no punya to be gained for this knowing. All I have to know. Once I know, I am done. And it can't escape me. You know, a bhakta tells Krishna, "Hey Krishna, you walk away from my side. If you have any real, if you are really a man, okay? If you're really Bhagavan, walk away from my mind. Try, come on. Humor me, walk away from my mind. If you can, then I'll accept you are Bhagavan. Can you? But one cannot walk away. If you have that understanding, then where is the anxiety? None. So, virataha, nirataha, nirataha. So, you're completely enjoying the pursuit itself is a happy pursuit. And there's a meaning of tatpari, commitment. To such a person, such an adhikari who is committed to this Brahman, ye upanishad sudharmaha, whatever dharmas, whatever qualifications are said for an adhikari in the Upanishads. So this Mukshu also knows, and the Mukshu knows, please understand. This is coming as a rishi scene. So it's not that Moksha wrote this. Still, I'm just giving you a comparison with Shanti Mantra. How the Shanti Mantra reflects an adhikari of a different level. Upanishad Dharmaha. So the Upanishad tells you what is the Vishaya. What is Anubandha Chandra Shtayam? I will do Swamiji for that. What is Anubandha Chandra Shtayam? Vishaya, Anubandha Chatushtaya, what are they? Vishaya, then Prayojana, then Adhikari,
Sambandha.
Now these four should be known. They should all be known. Right? Now, if these are known, if the Sambandha between each thing is known, if the Vishaya is known, if the Prayojana is known only, then a pursuit is possible. Right? Among them is Adhikari. What is Adhikari? Who is an Adhikari? Adhikari Kaha. You know, Sadhana-chatushtaya sampannaha. How do you get Sadhana-chatushtaya? How do you get it? Not by reading Tattva-bodha. Right? That only tells you what is Sadhana-chatushtaya. How do you get it? How do you get Viveka? How do you get Vairagya?
You
think about it. You cultivate it. How do you cultivate it? With your mind. Who gave you the mind? Who gave you the emotional problems to start with, which prevents you from understanding? As Swamiji says, somebody came and said, in Rishikesh, Swamiji, We are so blessed, Swamiji. Why? So hot summer. We were coming from Delhi and we had a flat in the middle of nowhere. And we don't know how to change the flat fire. And you know what? I mean, just 2 minutes later, a person comes, they stop the car, they find us in this plight. They also have a spare stepney, a tire. They change the tire for us and put us on the road. Swamiji, how much grace. Ishwara is so graceful. Swamiji says, I asked him, who gave you the flat in the first place? No. Wonderful. Ishwara did. Your understanding is flat was given by somebody else and Ishwara gave you the savior. No. Ishwara is what? Vighnakarta and Vighnahasta. We have to see Ishwara in everything. There is no dichotomy. It is not that all that is good is Ishwara and all that is evil is Satan. No, we don't have this dichotomy. Rudra is what? Sena nam pataye namaha. He is the chief of all decoys. Nishan vina ishudhimate namaha. The fellow goes around a dagger murdering people. He is that fellow. He is Rudra. So Rudra for us is in everything we see Bhagavan. So I am saying here, any adhikaritvam we gain ultimately is gained by us, but what? Nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. We can only be a nimitta, we can only be an instrument which Ishvara can wield. The more Ishvara, the less I. The more I, the less Ishvara. Whenever I say I did this, I did that, I am this, I am that, I have adhikaritvam, means what? Ishvara is absent in all. I displace Ishvara in my terms. Therefore, we understand that everything ultimately comes through grace. We talk of many factors which determine the karma, phala and karma. But then, we say, Daivam chaivastra panchamam. The fifth, there is adhishthanam, karta, karana, cheshta. No, there is a counter for any karma, the body. Adhishthanaha. Then there is a karta, an agent who takes up any job. Right? Then there is cheshta of different types. With all this, there is what? One more. Daivam chaivatra panchamam. Divine grace is one more hidden variable in the accomplishment of any karma. If you look at any achievement in life, it requires a few factors to achieve anything. Apart from the factors that you see, there is an unknown, a hidden factor. And that hidden factor is what? Daivam. If you really analyze it further, all these four factors reduce to Daivam. You just have to question some more. Our ignorance is one more question away. So what is the only factor finally determines whatever it is? What is my method to relate to Ishvara? What is it called? Prayer. Whether you are saying Om Namah Shivaya or you are doing what should be done. Svakarmana tabhyarchya siddhim bindati manava. We do what is in keeping with our role. Prayer is not just going to the temple and praying. Prayer is not saying I won't come for seva, I have prayer to do. Prayer is not saying I have homework to do, I am a student, I have a duty, I have homework to do. You have a duty to do homework, whether it's Sanskrit or Vedanta, you also have a duty to do seva. All this is included in Svakarma. Svakarmana tabhyarchya siddhim bindati manavaha. So prayer is relating to Ishvara in every single action. That is prayer. So I'm saying, how do I get this adhikaritvam now? Back to adhikaritvam. How do I get it? Adhikaritvam is said in the Upanishad. Upanishad dharmaha. Whatever is said. Te mahi santu. May they be in me. Right. May I be endowed with all the necessities, with all that it takes to be a receptacle, to be a worthy receptacle of receiving and retaining the sense. Without that, anywhere it is a slip, we are somewhere in the way. We may not reach where we want to be. Rather, we will not reach in terms of knowledge. We are already what we want to be, but we will not be knowledge. The whole thing is what? Aphyayantu mamangan. May my limbs all be strengthened. What limbs? Vak, pranah chakshu shrotram atho balam indriyani sarvani.
All the karmendriyas, all the pranendriyas, pranas, all the jnanendriyas, all the indriyas, all the organs, let them be healthy, let them gain strength for what?
For me to be able to pursue this knowledge by which I will recognize my wholeness, recognize my non-alienation from Ishvara.
What kind of Ishvara?
Sarvam Brahma.
All that is here is Ishvara. From that kind of an Ishvara, may I recognize my non-alienation. Where is he revealed? How will I know this? If all that is here is Ishvara, I cannot do anything to get it. I have to know. Where is the Pramana?
Upanishadam.
Pramana is the Upanishad.
Vedanta.
Okay. Then what? What? Okay, if you know this, go ahead, get it. Read the Upanishad.
No, no. There are too many difficulties on the way.
One is centered on me. I might deny you.
Therefore what? Maham Brahma Nirakurniyam.
May I not negate you, may I not deny you. Saying, Brahma Astiva,
Nastiva.
Brahma Asti, but he did one more thing. All these samshayas have to be resolved.
Maham Brahma Nirakurniyam.
Then what? I am willing to go. My Purusharsha Nishchaya is reasonably strong. It's good. I am doing what has to be done. But there still can be a denial in terms of saying, am I not being a worthy recipient, a worthy qualified student for this? Therefore, O Ishvara, may your blessings never leave me. I was a mumukshu, I have become a jignyasu. Because I am saying what? I need no Brahma. Brahma Jignyasa. Up to when should this Jignyasa be kept? Up to when should you maintain this desire to know a thing? Until you know. Avagati Paryantam. Jignyasa should be Avagati Paryantam. Until understanding is totally there. Therefore, in that path, at some point, my enthusiasm might fly.
Maham Brahma Nirakuryam.
May I not just argument, asti nasti. Alright, I understood what Vedanta is saying. But I still don't get it after 20 years of Vedanta. I don't get it. It doesn't work. What can I do? Now I'll go for Vipassana. There's a place near my house, Vipassana meditation. I'll go and do 10 days bound. Wonderful practice. And they teach for meditation. What is this now? Aupanishadam Brahma is Sarvam. Pramana is only Upanishad. The only way is to know, it's cognitive. There is no other way of knowing Brahman. But because I get tired, I say what? Give up. That is, may I not deny? Again, I don't deny, but the strength to continue is not there. May Ishvara bless me, may he not deny me. Now, a little more about how Ishvara should not deny me. May he give me all the adhikaritvam that is needed. Ye Upanishad Dharmaha Te Mayi Sandhu. What kind of me? What kind of me? Tadatmani Nirate. A person who has only one commitment. Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi. Only one commitment. What is the one commitment? There is only one thing I want in life. What? I want the freedom, the limitlessness, which is my nature. I want nothing else in life. That is Tadatmani Nirate. Niratam. He has no other commitment. That's the only commitment. That Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi, that Purushartha Nishchaya is extremely important. Because everything we do, any will-based action we do, hinges on this one thing. What is my understanding of my Purushartha? What is it that I think I need to do? If the Purushartha Nishchaya flags, the whole pursuit flags. If the Purushartha Nishchaya comes, the whole pursuit picks up. Why? Because I am but my thinking. We are but our understanding. Our attitudes are nothing but reflection of our understanding. And our understanding depends on what we know. So I'm saying this Purushartha Nishchaya, which is only at some point towards the end of our last course said, at the end of 30 years of study of Vedanta, if one says, ah, now I know, there's only one Purushartha, if he says, he's blessed.
It doesn't matter how long it takes to come to this conclusion, but if one can come to unshakable understanding that there is only one Purusharth, in and through that dharma, artha, kama, moksha, in and through every pursuit in life, however small, however big, all I am seeking is only what? The limitlessness I am seeking, and which cannot vary from me. This understanding is what? Purusharth. That there is only one thing I am seeking. That's when karma yoga becomes a real possibility in full measure. Otherwise, karma yoga becomes one more thing. But when this is the attitude, you understand that karma doesn't deliver it. Should I drop karmas? But karma delivers in terms of preparing me for this pursuit. Therefore, karma must be done. Then how should I do it? Karma yoga is the attitude. So everything limits. Starts with purusharthanishtha. How is that indicated? Shanti mantra. Atmanirate mahi. I was committed to this Atma and nothing else. Which Atma? Brahma Atmanirate, Tadatmanirate, Ya Upanishadsu Dharmaha. What kind of dharmas? Viveka, Vairagya, Shamadishakta Sampatti. One way of looking at it. How else can you look at it? Amanitvamadam Hetvam Ahimsakshanti Rajyamam Acharyopasanam Shaucham Thayyamartha Vinigraha Indriyartheshu Vairagyam Anahankara Evacha Janna Mrityujara Vyadi Dukkha Doshan Darshanam Asakkirana Vishvanga Putradara Dhadishu Nityam Chanamachittattvam Nityam Yanityo Pattishu Maichanya Yogena Bhaktiravya Vicharini. Keep going on and on. How am I going to get all this? It's not enough. It's not so many things we gather for Adhikarikram. Adhikarikram is the quality centered on an Adhikari. Who is an Adhikari? The one who is emotionally together. Who has the space to listen and understand what is the inside. Guru Swami always makes it a point, don't count. There are how many values? 20. 21. Count makes no difference, okay? Makes no difference. If you get one in full measure, you will get all in full measure. Ramakrishna's example is wonderful in this. He says, suppose you want to pull a table. How many legs does a table have? Four. Do you have to pull all the four legs to move a table? If you pull any one leg, the whole table moves. But you hold up one leg and pull that. Take any one value and stick with it. You can only suggest it one. You should have a value for a month. No? One value per month. Hold one value for a month. Stick with it. I'm saying there is no room for desperation. For despair, say, oh, there are too many values. Aman, from the list itself, I can't memorize. What about getting all of them? Seems like a long shot. No. You get one, you get all. Okay? Because you are the whole. There's nothing else to be said. So that kind of recovery may I become. May Upanishad Dhammaha Devami Santu. May they reside in me. May they make me their home. May all the Adhikarikram find me as their abode. This body, this mind, let it be their abode. So that's the prayer. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let all obstacles centered on Adhibhuta, Adhidaiva and Adhyatma, which prevents me from gaining this objective which I have clearly demonstrated, may them all melt away by the grace of
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.